Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. A reading from Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, Blessed are they are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecute the prophets who were before us. The Gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Today we celebrate the Feast of Charis Martyrs. In the holy year 2000, our holy Pope John Paul II made the 120 Chinese martyrs to become saints. One of the person who was persecuted was an 18 years old young fellow. When his right hand was cut off, he told his persecutor, every blood to tell you that I am a Christian. Another conversion is the head of the prison. Of course, this is the time between this Qing dynasty, not nowadays. He saw the Christians as so brave. So after he left the prison work, he joined the Catholic Church. And eventually he became a priest. And on one occasion when he went to see an old person, give the person an unction of the sick, he was caught by the government. Then he was also persecuted eventually. Today, it's very difficult for us to think what will be if it happened to us. Everything, especially to be martyrs with a special grace. It's not a time for us to worry about what will be. When the time comes, with the will of God, there will be the grace. Jesus is telling us all the time, don't worry about things of tomorrow. Do well things of today. Our cross is to carry our cross to make things perfect just by doing well every moment. At times you have to suffer because our neighbor is not friend to us, although we are not being friendly accepted, but we can be friendly with others. This is now, love is unconditional. Not because they treat me well and then I treat them well. Even they don't treat us well, we try our best to return kind of gentleness. And this is the gospel of today. We are blessed not because we have everything. We are blessed because we, together with Christ, we suffer, we offer, and we be together with the Lord. So let us ask the special grace that we always be one with the Lord. Where there is God, there is strength.